Hi. So my presentation will cover the Chicago outbreak and vaccination campaign as of 2015 only, so my numbers will be slightly different than the previous presentations. So I'll just very briefly go over the outbreak that Dr. Kimball just talked about. So during May to June 2015, 7 confirmed cases of meningococcal disease occurred among men who have sex with men in the Chicago area. The median age among cases was 34 years, and a majority were African American and HIV positive. This is a map of Chicago. Shaded areas are community areas where cases resided. The darker area had 2 cases. One case lived in a neighboring suburb and is not represented on the map. As you can see, a majority lived in Chicago's southern and western regions. In response to the outbreak on June 3rd, the Chicago Department of Public Health initiated a meningococcal vaccination campaign targeting MSM. CDPH administered vaccine along with 80 clinics and pharmacies that partnered with CDPH to receive federally funded vaccine. HIV-positive individuals were recommended to receive two doses 8 weeks apart, otherwise one dose was recommended. Challenges were identified in reaching African-American and HIV-positive MSM on Chicago's south and west sides, as these areas have more limited access to healthcare resources. Because there were known challenges in reaching the at-risk populations, an evaluation of the vaccination campaign was conducted. Objectives were to describe the demographics of vaccine recipients, determine whether focused outreach efforts successfully reached racial groups and Chicago communities at risk for disease, and estimate vaccine uptake among HIV-positive MSM. To evaluate the campaign, data from the Illinois Comprehensive Automated Immunization Registry Exchange, or ICARE, was used. ICARE is not mandatory for all Illinois clinics, so we only had ICARE data available for CDPH and about half of the partner clinics. We analyzed data for all meningococcal doses administered to persons aged 18 years or older from June 3rd, the start of the campaign, to November 15th, 2015. Vaccine recipient demographics were analyzed, and their residential address was mapped by Chicago community area. This is, again, a map of Chicago with the locations of the campaign partner clinics, and the shaded areas are the location of the Chicago cases. The yellow circles are clinics that did not have data in ICARE, and the green squares are clinics that entered meningococcal vaccines in the registry. As of November 15, 2015, over 12,000 federally funded meningococcal doses were administered by CDPH and the 80 partner sites. 10,900 doses were captured in ICARE, representing 9,650 individuals, as some received 2 doses. About 90% of vaccine recipients were aged 18 to 55 years, 94% were male, and among those with race available in ICARE, 29% were African American. Race was often missing in ICARE, and MSM and HIV status are not captured in the registry. We defined 2 stages of the vaccination campaign for this evaluation. During stage 1, a public awareness campaign was launched. CDPH and partners administered vaccine at gay pride events and bar venues, and vaccine was distributed to clinics serving HIV positive and other MSM. Many vaccination events during stage 1 occurred on the northeast side of Chicago, which predominantly attracted white MSM. During stage 2, CDPH focused their efforts on working with black MSM and HIV advocacy groups and South and West Side community organizations. CDPH also increased the reliance on partner clinics that typically see African American MSM and HIV positive patients. So these are the number of meningococcal doses in ICARE administered from June 3rd to November 15th. Green bars are doses administered by CDPH, red by pharmacies, and blue by partner clinics. Over 6,000 were administered during stage 1, when CDPH and partners administered vaccine at large pride events, and HIV and MSM providers began vaccinating. About 4,800 doses were administered during stage 2, when more focused outreach occurred and more reliance was placed on partner clinics that see the at-risk populations. To determine whether focused outreach efforts were successful in reaching the at-risk groups, we compared the proportion who are African-American males between stage 1 and stage 2, and the proportion of individuals living in Chicago's south and west regions between stage 1 and stage 2. Of those with race and gender data available, the proportion of vaccine recipients who are African American males increased from 19% in stage 1 to 36% in stage 2. Of those with valid Chicago addresses in ICARE, the proportion living in Chicago's south and west regions increased from 20% in stage 1 to 40% in stage 2. Here's a map displaying where vaccine recipients resided by Chicago community area as of July 5th, about a month into the campaign. Darker shading indicates increasing number of vaccine recipients, and stars are the areas where the cases resided. And I'll just quickly run through a progression of maps over time during the campaign. So this is as of November 15th. Over time, you can see there were increasing number of vaccine recipients around areas where cases resided, importantly on Chicago's south and west sides. Because individuals who are HIV positive are recommended to receive 2 doses 8 weeks apart, we presumed all males who received 2 doses to be HIV positive MSM, which is about 1,000 males. We compared this to the number of reported HIV positive MSM in Chicago using 2014 HIV surveillance data. We therefore estimated that only 7% of HIV positive MSM were appropriately vaccinated. Limitations of our evaluation were that we could not include immunizations administered by partner clinics that were not using eye care. Race and ethnicity were missing in eye care for a large number of vaccine recipients, which really was a key variable for our analysis. And lastly, HIV status is not collected in eye care, so our method of estimating the number of recipients who are HIV positive was likely an underestimate. Based on our results, we concluded that more focused outreach efforts that occurred later in the campaign were successful in increasing our reach to racial groups in Chicago areas at risk of meningococcal disease. We identified a need to increase efforts and partner with HIV providers to improve vaccine uptake among HIV-positive MSM. And lastly, we found that data from Illinois' immunization registry was useful to prospectively evaluate and guide vaccination campaigns in near real time. And thank you.